Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli. My friends, every February 11th, we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And this is a beautiful example of how authentic private revelation, though always secondary to the public revelation of scripture, tradition, and the magisterium of the church, how authentic private revelation can still enter into the public prayer of the church and how the church sees the great value, especially in terms of conversions and people returning to the Holy Catholic faith, of events like Lourdes. 1858, our Blessed Mother appears to Bernadette Soubirous from February 11th, 1858 to July 16th, the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in that year. It's a message of healing. It's a message of her spiritual maternity. It's a message of reparation to God for the conversion of sinners, and is also the revelation of Our Lady's truth, one of her four existing dogmas, that she is the Immaculate Conception. Now, in terms of historical context, 4 years prior to Lourdes, in 1854, Blessed Pius IX declared the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. And it was an interesting historical setting, because in 1848, the Holy Father was in exile. There were military men from the south of Italy that came and actually sought to take the Holy Father's life. The Holy Father had to flee in exile, and a number of cardinals came to him and said, "Holy Father, the thing that would be most effective in restoring the papacy and giving new strength and grace to the church is if you would proclaim the dogma of the Immaculate Conception." And so from exile in 1849, Blessed Pius IX contacts the bishops of the world with his intention to proclaim the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. And in 1854, he does so. It does lead to the great restoration of the papacy, a great new strengthening, a dynamism, an infusion of grace for the church at the time. And so the 4 year later private revelation confirmation of the Immaculate Conception, historians sometimes say, is what got the truth of the Immaculate Conception to the common person, to the peasant, to the artisan, whereas the dogma certainly resonated with the bishops and the clergy and the theologians. It seems that the apparitions of Our Lady of Lourdes in a special way gave assistance in the world understanding the beauty of the Immaculate Conception. And as St. Maximilian Kolbe would say, when Our Lady reveals to St. Bernadette on March 25th of 1858, in the words, quote, "I am the Immaculate Conception," this is something beyond simply saying, "believe in the Immaculate Conception," or "it is true that I am immaculately conceived." When Our Lady says, "I am the Immaculate Conception," she's speaking about her very being, that in some true though mysterious way, Mary is by nature free from sin and full of grace. Well, it's significant that many years later, on February 11th of 1951, the visionary Edith Perteman, through the approved apparitions of the Lady of All Nations, given official church approval by the local church on May 31st of 2002, that Edith received an apparition from Our Lady on this Lourdes anniversary, giving her a prayer that she said would have a great power before the throne of God. It is, in fact, a prayer she begs all people to pray before the crucifix, if possible, and if not possible, to say it to themselves. The prayer of the Lady of All Nations. And I want to read to you the revelation of this prayer as it is recorded in the memoirs of Edith Perteman. Our Lady says again on February 11th of 1951, she says, quote, "Let all men return to the cross. Only this can bring peace and tranquility. I am still standing in front of the cross with the Lady. She says to me, 'Repeat this after me. Do say this prayer in front of the cross. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disasters, and war. May the Lady of All Nations, who once was Mary, be our advocate. Amen. I am still standing in front of the cross and have said the prayer, and repeated the lady's words phrase by phrase. Now I see them written in large characters. The lady continues, "My child, this prayer is so short and simple that each one can say it in his own tongue before his own crucifix. And those who have no crucifix repeat it to themselves. This is the message which I have come to give you today. For I have now come to tell you I want to save souls. Let all men cooperate in this great work for the world. If only everyone tried to follow this for himself." So, several important points in this message of February 11, 1951 from the Lady of All Nations. Number one, she gives a prayer. It's a prayer asking Jesus to send the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all nations, preventing degeneration, disaster, and war. My friends, what Christian or what person of goodwill could be against wanting the hearts of all nations, the leadership of all nations, the essence, the core of all nations, to have a new infusion of grace of the Holy Spirit to prevent moral decay, natural disaster, and war and the rumors of war and terrorism? That's the prayer. And Jesus is asked to send the Holy Spirit, this new Pentecost, into the hearts of all nations, precisely to tend to the problems, the headlines of the 21st century, what we see today. And then the prayer says, "May the Lady of All Nations, who once was Mary, be our advocate." Now, there was an adjustment in that part of the prayer, "who once was Mary," by the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith in 2005. There was one member of the congregation who thought it could be pastorally misunderstanding, or at least open for misunderstanding. And then the Bishop of Amsterdam, in obedience to this desire from the congregation, changed "who once was Mary" to "the Blessed Virgin Mary." Now, apart from the beautiful theological meaning of "who once was Mary," and in fact, over 60 cardinals and the bishops worldwide gave their imprimatur for the prayer as it was originally given by Our Lady. Still, Our Lady so respects obedience to the Church. And for our element in this, it's a call to each one of us. So I ask you, please consider responding to Our Lady's request to daily pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of All Nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate." This is also the prayer, she says, will prepare the way for a fifth and final dogma, the dogma of Mary's spiritual motherhood as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, which Our Lady says in the same approved messages is a prerequisite for peace. Our Lady literally says, when the dogma, the last dogma in Marian history, has been pronounced, then and only then will she be able to obtain peace for the world. In our present situation, looking at global economic crises, wars throughout the Middle East and in other places of the world, the attack on family, the attack on the unborn child, the attack even in terms of human trafficking, in so many ways, we are in an era of moral degeneration, natural disaster, and war. And so it's time to incorporate heaven's remedy and not simply to expect humanity to solve this problem on its own. So I ask you, really, I beg you in Our Lady's name, contact us for the prayer. It's a free prayer. You can call us and get an answering machine and just leave your name and address and the number of prayer cards you want. You can contact us by calling 740-937-2277, 740-937-2277. Let us know how many prayer cards you want, if you want 5 or 10, if you want 100 for your parish, 1,000 for your organization, whatever that may be. We'll send it to you free of charge. We only want to further advance Our Lady's method and remedy to bring peace to the world. You can also email us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com. Secondly, again, I ask you to do the second part of what Our Lady asks. She asks for the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. She also asks that we petition the Holy Father for this dogma, that we respectfully ask the Vicar of Jesus on earth to use his God-given authority to acknowledge Our Lady's roles as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, and thereupon to allow her to fully exercise these roles, to bring them into fruition, into power, into full actuality, because God does not force us. He doesn't force even saving grace upon us. He's not going to force Our Lady upon us. It's up to us. And when the Pope makes an act of free will in giving his yes to Mary, in giving his fiat to these roles, then and only then can she fully intercede for the graces of peace and redemption and unity for the world. So I ask you, number one, pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. Give us a call, 740-937-2277, or email us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com. Secondly, petition the Holy Father. You can go to fifthmariandogma.com or motherofallpeoples.com to do an electronic petition, or you can write directly to the Pope, Pope Benedict XVI, Vatican City. That's all you need. Pope Benedict XVI, Vatican City. Tell him why you think the time is right for the fifth dogma. Most of all, let's keep this in our prayers, in our Mass intentions, and our daily sacrifices, because the world needs the Mother. She only has the remedy that the Trinity has given her to bring peace to the world. Let's do our part. This is Mark Miravalli with Maricast saying thank you. God bless.